I've been very anxious to have this conversation all morning long. We are joined now by a safety for the Buffalo Bills. He is a two-time All-Pro. He is a Pro Bowler. He had an enormous pick. He had a pass defensed. He had a couple of tackles. He had a couple of punt returns for 54 yards. On the season, 74 tackles, 4 tackles for a loss, a sack, 5 INTs, 2 fumble recoveries, and a touchdown. In the regular season, played his college ball at Iowa. Founder of the Imagine for Youth Foundation, and it's a big one. They're all big now. Buffalo at Kansas City, Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Micah Hyde is my guest. Micah, it is so good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, man, that was the introduction, man. Appreciate it.
My man, that's because you're a player. So I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. I mean, there are a million things that I would love to talk to you about coming off that win. I talked to Jordan Poyer last week, and we were talking, Micah, about what he was expecting to see from the Bills Mafia Saturday night. Let me start there. What was the atmosphere like before and during the game for you?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. It was amazing. Obviously, we had a home playoff game last year, but you know the fans weren't able to sell out. So, you know, the other night was just remarkable. As soon as we were able to run out the tunnel, that energy in that stadium, you know, driving to the stadium, seeing the people tailgate and all that type of stuff, you know, it was just one of those feelings that we just knew we were going to win.
Micah Hyatt joining us. So the team started to turn things around when you arrived in 2017. Was a night like Saturday night something that you were envisioning when you first signed with the Bills?
For sure. For sure. And I remember Sean having a conversation when we got here in 2017, and he talked about, you know, having home playoff games, and it's, you know, the cold weather, you can hear the salt underneath your feet as you're walking into the stadium. That's what we envisioned, and obviously we've got to keep it going.
We're talking to Micah Hyde. So the way the game starts off, the offense goes right down and scores on the first possession. New England drives, and it looks like they've got a good look at a touchdown. You erase it. Can you take me through the play? An amazing play. Exactly what did you see on it?
Yeah, on that drive, they were driving the ball. Got a couple of third down conversions on us, which, you know, obviously wasn't ideal. Then they took a shot, double move on the outside, had receivers to my right. So I knew, you know, they were my vertical threats over there. I feel like I had a bad jump. You know, Mac Jones pumped it first, and then he threw it, on the second one. And I feel like I could have got a better jump. But as I was running over, I just wanted to make a play on the – so the receiver, I thought I was going to have to, you know, hit the receiver. And I look up and the ball was, you know, kind of floating there. And I saw it and was, you know, just able to make a big play for us and, you know, kind of put the momentum back on our side. And, you know, I think it really turned the tides of the game.
No doubt. Micah Hyde joining us. Now, when I say, Micah, that it was an incredible play, Jordan Poyer said he thought it might have been the most unbelievable play he's ever seen. He said kind of what you just said, you got kind of a late jump on it, but you covered so much ground and got there in time. Like, how would you describe the emotions and energy that goes through you when you make a play like that?
It's kind of crazy. I didn't, you know, really know what I did. I was going back to the sideline. Obviously, everyone was freaking out because it was a cool play, but I didn't really, it was kind of one of those things I just, like, blacked out. You know, I was just running to the ball, made a play. And then after that, like, celebrating, it was just, you know, it all happened so fast, and I feel like I just blacked out. And it wasn't until after the game where one of my family members showed me the video of the catch, and I was like, wow, that was pretty cool. But, yeah, I just think that this whole year, you know, guys on defense and even offense, you know, making big plays for us, and, you know, I just happened to make that on Saturday night.
We're talking to Micah Hyde. You know, I'm going to ask about how the two units feed off each other, but I'm curious, instead of it possibly being a 7-7 game, right, you make that play, the offense goes down, you score again, and next thing you know, it's 14-0. Seems to me a lot of teams might maybe take their foot off the gas at that point, but you guys didn't, which was so impressive. What was the attitude on the sideline and in the defensive huddle like when you had that lead and just kept piling on?
Well, we preach all the time, you know, in our building, just, you know, affecting the quarterback, the other team's quarterback, and I think you do that by getting up, obviously getting a couple scores, making them one-dimensional and pass and try to pass the ball, and then from there we try to get some takeaways. So, we had a fast start, and we've always, you know, throughout the season been preaching about finishing ball games. I don't think we've done that well throughout the regular season of finishing games. You know, when we've been up a couple scores, we kind of let teams linger around, and you know, it was good to go out there on Saturday night and just finish the job, man. We played complimentary football. The offense was going crazy. It was amazing to be a part of that game, just seeing them work and, just seeing how hard they work in practice and to go out there and do what they did. Obviously, special teams was making plays. Defense was shutting them down. So it was just a complete game. Coach did an awesome job putting the game plan together, and, you know, we executed it to perfection.
Micah Hyde breaking it down for us in terms of that complimentary football. So what about that? Like, that was as complete a game as I've seen a team play in a long, long time. The offense did score 7 straight TDs, but you guys dominated defensively too. How much do both sides of the ball feed off one another?
Well, you know, if we could do that every game, we would. But obviously, this is the NFL. It's tough. It's challenging every week to try to get in that position. But we know what type of offense we have. You know, I'm speaking defensively. We know what type of offense we have. So if we can get them the ball back, whether if it's a takeaway, good field position, whatever it may be, you know, we know that they're going to put up some points. So, you know, we preach complimentary football a lot. And like I said, it was good to go out there and actually do it from start to finish.
So, Mike, a few things before you go. I'm curious. The Bills fans, obviously, man, they were having so much fun. They were having a blast during, after the win, probably still right now. I'm curious, as a player, how do you approach that? I mean, do you celebrate that win for a little bit and then start prepping for this Sunday, or do you not even celebrate at all?
You know, after the game, it's always, you know, a 24-hour rule. You know, we celebrate, obviously, the win. It's hard to win in this league, especially a playoff game. It's really hard. So, you know, you can you know, kind of for the 24 hours celebrate. And, you know, I just always come home and hang with the family, wake up to the kids the next day. And that's kind of my celebrating. And then, you know, after that, you know, watching the game last night, it's back, you know, now it's on to the Chiefs.
I got you. So you've won 5 straight, and the team has played at a really high level ever since falling behind 24-3 in the first half at Tampa Bay. What has changed for the team over that stretch, and did you find something in that game from a scheme or a chemistry standpoint? Did something happen in coming back in that game?
Well, I think, you know, every season you have an eye-opening moment. I think at halftime of that Tampa game, you know, I think we all really looked ourselves in the eyes and was like, you know, we're a better football team than this. You know, we felt like we had a horrible first half. Obviously, that's a very good football team, but we just felt like we didn't play our game. And so at halftime, I can remember, you know, a lot of the older guys speaking up and saying, hey, like, we're going to go out there, we're going to fight, we're going to get this thing close into the fourth quarter, and we're going to win this game. And I think that, you know, even though we didn't win that game, you know, we had some opportunities at the end too. And I think that was the eye-opening moment. We just realized, well, we're a good football team. We're a very good football team. We got to play complimentary football. And we can compete with anybody in this league. And I think that was the eye-opening moment.
Right. Micah Hyde joins me for a couple of more moments. Listen, I know it's not about you. I'm not trying to make it about you. But when I had this conversation with Jordan Poyer last week, I mentioned that I can't believe I'm still having this conversation, but he was a Pro Bowl snub this year, and so were you. How much does that bother you?
Obviously, we're all competitors. You know, we all want the recognition. You know, obviously myself, I'm here to get a ring. I want the Super Bowl ring. But at the same time, we're all competitors. We want to be the best. And so, you know, it fuels us a little bit. Obviously, you see the All-Pro stuff come out, and, you know, we're both on that list. And I'm just, you know, beyond blessed to be on the list and beyond blessed to see Poe on there too. Just knowing how hard we work each and every day, how much we push each other, how much we push this team. But at the end of the day, you know, to not be on that Pro Bowl stuff, you know, it's definitely fueling us a little bit.
I get that, and I'm not going to belabor this, but I don't know how you square or how they square you being an All-Pro but not being in the Pro Bowl. But again,
yeah, like, I don't know how that works.
I don't either. I'm not going to belabor it. So really quickly, you've got the number one ranked defense in the league in points allowed, yards allowed. Leslie Frazier's name is coming up for a number of head coaching jobs once again. What is it about him that makes him so special as a coach?
He's a player's coach. Never too high, never too low. After any game, we could be up by 30. We could win by 30, we could lose by 30. He's the same guy the next day. He's talking about what we can do to get better. And, you know, just one of the hardest working coaches. He listens to us. If we have a suggestion on a play or on a defense, he'll listen to us. He'll change it. He'll tweak it a little bit. Honestly, just a player's coach is a blessing to be. You know, obviously, I don't want to see him leave. I don't want to see him go anywhere, selfishly. But just the amount of hard work he's put in, you know, since I've been here for 5 years, is just amazing. And it's crazy to me that just now he's getting the recognition he deserves.
I get that, right? It's tough because you love the man and you want him to get an opportunity, but you don't want to lose the guy either because he's so valuable.
Exactly.
I get that,
exactly.
too. Last thought, you're facing Patrick Mahomes in KC Sunday or this weekend. It's going to be the third time you've played them in their place in less than a year. So how much can you take away from the previous two meetings that you can apply to this one, or maybe not so much? Is it all different?
Well, I think, you know, obviously playing in the AFC Championship game last year, that was a big game. We felt like we didn't play our best. You know, we watched a lot of that film during the offseason and into the game that we played the Chiefs this year. But I just think we're both, same players. You can watch that to see how guys play. But I think we're both just different teams, you know, at this point in the playoffs. You know, they were struggling early in the year, you know, especially defensively. They got that thing turned around, and they're moving right now. Obviously, the weapons they have on offense, you know, they can put points up with anybody. And then, you know, for us, I think we're a totally different football team too. Even though we won that game, we had our ups and downs. We kind of had a roller coaster of a season, and so I think now we're playing our best ball, and it's gonna be fun, man. It's gonna be exciting. That place is gonna be electric. I love playing at Arrowhead. I'm really, really excited to get this game going.
It's going to be insane. Buffalo at KC, Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. He is a two-time All-Pro now and a Pro Bowler, Micah Hyde. Micah, I didn't mean to keep you that long, but what a good interview. Thank you so much. I appreciate you always being available to us on this program, especially after a win like that. Have a great week. Good luck, and thanks for doing that.
I appreciate you, Jim. Thank you, man. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate you, Micah, very, very much. Sincerely, Micah Hyde. But Buffalo Bills are something. Bills Mafia is something. The Bills organization is something. Always make their guys available.